Hi guys, welcome back to Life's Fertile Questions podcast.
This week we're going to be talking about ovisense.
Woo!
So there's an optimal window of 5 to 8 days for each month to try to conceive. All you have to do, is get it on during that window.
But we all know it's way more complicated than that. That's why today we're talking about a device that we've both used while trying to conceive. Ovisense.
Okay, so let's start with what it is.
So Ovisense is a fertility monitor that you wear internally overnight that takes your core body temperature every 5 minutes, and then it takes the average over a period of 6 hours to get you, basically it's almost like your BBT, but it's not the BBT.
At your core body temp,
Yeah.
so it's more accurate.
Yep, and it puts it in your app for you, and then you get a graph, and that's how you can confirm if you've ovulated.
Right. The biggest thing that we like about this device is that it's PCOS friendly, which is
Yes.
huge because there's not a lot of devices that work with that.
Definitely.
So a few weeks back, we tried to compile some questions you guys had or topics about this device. And our first question was, does it matter when I start Ovisense in my cycle?
No, it doesn't. You can order the Ovisense whenever, and as soon as it gets to you, you can start using it as long as you're not on your period or spotting, and it'll already start collecting that data.
Right. And there's no harm to starting it as soon as you get it because let's be real, you're probably already off in your cycle and you need some base readings.
Yeah, I think when I got mine, I was on day like 38 or something. And Leanna, what day were you were
It
in like the
was,
middle too?
I don't know, I hadn't had a period in a
Oh.
long time. So I was like probably on day 108 or something crazy. But it does take a few cycles or a few months to kind of learn your pattern. So don't stress and get upset that, in 2 weeks it doesn't know when you're ovulating.
Yeah, it does. It looks at, after it confirms your ovulation a couple of times, then it can kind of develop a pattern of, oh, well, you're typically ovulating between day 30 and 35, or you're ovulating between 14 and 17, or stuff like that. So, but it will 100%, or it's 99% accurate to confirm ovulation. So it'll catch it. It may not predict it before it happens, but it'll catch it right away if it happens.
Okay, so this next question, this one's one of my favorites that we had. So, can you pee with Ovisense?
I don't recommend it, but you definitely can. It has like a little rubber tail that sticks out. So, however you're comfortable, but yes, you can pee with it.
Just maybe check the toilet before you flush.
Definitely. So another question that we had was, can you wear the Ovisense while you're on your period
And
or
the
while you're
answer is
bleeding?
yeah, that's a no. Pretty hard no from the company. Your temps won't be accurate because you're on your period, and then the blood from your period obviously will probably stain it because it is a white device.
And then it also, you have an increase in chances of getting an infection when you wear it when you're on your period. So definitely nobody wants to be getting a UTI or a yeast infection or any of that nasty stuff. So definitely don't wear it while you're bleeding. And if you're spotting, they say don't wear it either. How much does it cost?
All right, so for 2 months, when you buy that package, it comes with a monitor and the app that you can use, and that is a total of $129. So not too bad. It's still a good chunk of change. But for 2 months, if you really just need to figure out if you like it or not, it's a very nice option to have.
Yeah, I chose that because I was like, oh, I'm gonna get pregnant in 2 months of using it and then I'll be done. Definitely didn't happen for me, but you never know, you could be one of those people. So if you're like me who you think that, go for it. And then they always have an option to pay monthly after that if you want, which is what I ended up doing for the whole year. So it would have saved a whole chunk of change if I had just done the 12 months up front.
Right. And luckily, Alyssa had tried it before me, so she gave me the heads up. So I went ahead and got the 12-month monitor and the 12-month application use, and that came out to be $299, which averages to about $17 a month.
Which is totally doable.
Right. That's a box of ovulation tests right there. What does it look like? It is a white device. And let's be real, it looks like a sperm.
It totally looks like a little spermy. It's
It's got a white head and a tail, and it comes in a cute little teal bag so that you can keep it clean throughout the day. The packaging it comes in is adorable, and they wish you baby dust, and it is just a super friendly company. We've reached out multiple times, they've reached out to us. It's very, very good company.
Yeah, anytime you have a question, they're super helpful. You reach out to them on Instagram, you reach out to them on their Facebook group. It's great. They're great. And let's be real. Yes, last week we talked about an ovary-shaped device. This we were talking about a sperm-shaped device, and it cracks me up because it goes inside your vagina. Just in case we weren't clear, you put it in your vagina, you leave it in overnight. So,
That's what it looks like. So does it really work?
I would say so. I am a believer. But Leanna, you have facts to back it up, huh?
Yes, so my cycles, ever since I've been using it, I have had one unmedicated cycle and two, maybe three, I'd have to look again, that I am confirming with the doctor every time. I'm working on IUI processes. And yeah, I've just been in the doctor's office enough to know that I know when I'm ovulating, and OviSense has nailed it every time.
Which is awesome,
Yes.
especially if you are like me who haven't had the chance to go to a doctor yet, or maybe you want more information to take to a doctor. It's really nice to have that to back you up.
Yes. And I think the coolest thing, I mean, your cycles are 28 days, they're 78 days, they're accurate. You just have to wait long enough to get the confirmation. But I have an example actually that happened this week. So I was super stressed because I went to the doctor, so I knew what day I was going to ovulate, and OviSense hadn't picked up on it yet. But I woke up this morning and was super stressed out. Because the dates were wrong, so I'm like, okay, well, which one do I believe? You know, my body temperature, these doctor tests. Anyway, trust your doctor. But I was worried they weren't gonna line up, and I woke up this morning and it had backdated itself like 5, 6 days and confirmed it on the exact day the doctor did. So it takes a little while, but it definitely works.
Yeah, if you get used to reading your chart, and eventually you'll be able to pinpoint when you ovulate before it confirms it for the most part. But it does definitely take a little bit, like 5 days, like Leanna was saying, to confirm, just because it's waiting to make sure that it wasn't a false ovulation. So, like, sometimes your body gears up to ovulate and you get your temperature rises, but then it just fails and you have a failed
Attempt, yeah.
ovulation cycle. And so it waits to make sure that your attempts continue to rise and then it'll confirm it for you.
So it's a little frustrating in the beginning because you do have to wait till after you've ovulated to confirm, but once you understand what you're looking for and it starts to predict what day you typically ovulate in a certain window, it becomes much more accurate a lot faster. Okay, how do you charge it?
You don't have to charge it.
What?
It's the best thing ever. It has a lifetime, or no, I say that wrong. It lasts for a whole year without a charge, and then you have to get a replacement device. So we're all hoping that we're all pregnant within a year of using it, so hopefully you wouldn't have to buy the replacement, but you don't have to charge it, which is amazing.
That's very cool.
And if you do go past that year, I believe they only charge you, it's like $20 or something. They charge you for the shipping. They don't charge you. You don't have to pay the whole $129 or $299 again. So that's something to know too. So does OviSense tell you, I guess we kind of talked about this already, but does OviSense tell you before you ovulate when you're gonna ovulate?
In my experience, I was never told before. It always confirmed a few days after, but because I knew what I was looking for, I could predict. So, no, it doesn't tell you beforehand, but it tells you enough to know what to look for.
And my biggest thing is always what I told Leanna is you're looking for the dip. When it dips, then just cover your bases and have sex because the algorithm is your temperature will dip, and that's basically like when your LH strip would be positive, where your LH would go spike up. With your body temperature, it dips first, and then if it has three consecutive rises after that, then you ovulated. So that's what I told her, and that's what I kind of went off of was anytime I had a dip, I was like, okay, well, let's get it on. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way, especially if you have
Up and down, up and down.
yeah, so my chart looked exactly like somebody's heartbeat or something. It'll go up and down and up and down. So you try your best, but at least you kind of know, like, oh, okay, that was a big dip. I should check it out.
All right, so can you use OffuSense with Clomid or other just general medications?
I think you know about this better than me because you've done them, but yeah, you can.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. So, on your cycle, when you start your period, there is a way to name your cycle as natural, I think is what they call it, medicated, IUI, IVF. I think there was something else in there, but you're allowed to name it so that when you go back and you're looking at a list of all of your cycles you've used OviSense with, you can compare a medicated to a non-medicated, or your IUI to a non-medicated. Your options are endless. And I think this feature is awesome, and it's helped me more accurately know when to test with my OPKs and monitor my progesterone. When I know I'm on a medicated cycle, it's going to be way more monitored. It just gives me so much more comfort knowing that I've got a doctor and my body's cues at my fingertips. I'm able to know what's going on, which is, a huge relief most of the days.
Yeah, and it helps with the progesterone because progesterone is what keeps your temperature raised. So if your temperature is consistently low or it immediately drops off, then that's something that you can ask your doctor about to see if maybe you're having low progesterone, which is one of the causes of miscarriages, and it's definitely something to talk to your doctor about if you're noticing it on the device.
How long do you wear the device every day?
So you only have to keep it in for a minimum of 5 hours, but you can keep it in for the whole time you're asleep. So if you're one of those lucky people that sleeps 10 hours, go for it. Keep it in for the 10 hours, but they recommend a minimum of 5 hours.
Right, and you probably don't want to be fidgeting around too much either, so put it in right before you go to sleep. I know you've said you've kind of put it in sometimes and watched shows before you fell asleep to get the 5 hours.
Yeah, back in the day, I did not get a lot of sleep because I would basically get 4 hours of sleep at night and then take a 4-hour nap during the day just because of my work schedule. So what I found was I would put it in before so that I could get my 6 hours. I would put it in and I would just lay in bed and watch TV or sit on the couch and watch TV, which is totally fine because what it is that movement is what gets your temperature rising. So if you're just laying there, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to be any different than you laying asleep. Being asleep. So if you're like me or how I was back then and your work schedule just doesn't work for it, you could do stuff like that. And then they do say, like, if you get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, that's not going to really be a big problem. Or, like, if your kid wakes up and you have to go check on them, it's not really that big of a deal. It's when you're doing, like, active movements and stuff for long periods of time where you don't want to be recording any data.
Yeah, perfect.
Why does it take a few days to confirm the ovulation?
So we vaguely touched on this earlier, but the device is looking for a sustained rise in temperature of over 0.1 degree for 3 consecutive days. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and that's why it takes so long, and it needs 3 days to confirm it.
No matter how much we wanted to just tell us, okay, you did it. It's happened. It's today. This hour.
Right. And I guess on the bright side of that, the algorithm that it uses, it detects ovulation, it waits to confirm, so it will be accurate.
Mm-hmm. And then if you think about it, really, if you find out like 5 days after you actually ovulated, you're 5 DPO, so you don't have to wait as long.
But you may have missed it, but silver lining. We're staying positive.
My favorite thing, though, is I don't know about you, Leanna, but I am like a test addict.
Oh, me too.
And I would be on day 32 and I'm like, okay, well, typical period is like, what, 28, 30 days, right? So maybe I missed my period and I'm pregnant. So I would test and I would test and I would test every day. And then I'd be like, oh, well, maybe I need to test at night. Maybe my pee wasn't concentrated enough, and test again in the same day. But with this, because it confirms ovulation, I know, okay, well, I haven't ovulated yet, so there's no way I've missed my period, so I'm not going to test. And then you can kind of be like, okay, well, I'm only 3 DPO. Do I really want to spend the money on a test right now? Maybe, maybe not. And I really liked that. It really helped me because I was like, okay, it's too early. So then I wasn't spending all this money on tests. I mean, I still was, but I wasn't spending as much money, which was nice.
Yeah, I need Clear Blue to sponsor me as the girl that holds, you know, her hands up like Vanna White and just, here's the pee stick, buy the box.
It's so embarrassing because you think about it and you're at the grocery store. And I'm not going to lie, I'm one of those people. I go and look at the baby clothes. Please don't, like, hurt me or anything. But I go and look at the baby clothes and I get all excited. And I'm like, oh, this outfit's so cute. What if I pee on this stick today and I'm pregnant and I have this, like, baby outfit? So I'm the one with the baby clothes and then I buy 2 boxes of pregnancy tests. And then, like, I really hope that nobody's looking at me while I'm going through self-checkout. Because I'm crazy.
We've all been there.
It happens way too often than it should.
Okay, so let's talk about the app. What we like, what we don't like.
I love it. It's very clear cut for me. It's a really nice graph. Because you're getting data every day, you're definitely getting a graph. If you miss a day, they'll do like the little dash line to say, okay, this is where we think you would have been on that day that you missed. But it tells you exactly what cycle you're on, what kind of cycle, when your cycle began. It tells you what day you're on, what your temperature was. It tells you what day of the week it is, the exact day of the month. I love it. I cannot say enough. It's so easy to get a good look at all of your data.
Absolutely. It looks pretty. It's just, yeah, it's so user friendly. Everything labels on the bottom. There's a data section which shows you the graph. There's a cycle section that lists all of your cycle, and it will tell you if it's a natural IUI, medicated, like we were talking about, what day of your cycle you ovulated. It gives you just a little blip. Okay, the downloading of the sensor data.
Oh, this is new.
Oh, yeah, they updated the app. So there's a few things that I still have to work out. But so in the morning, you wake up, and you supposedly are able to tap your device to your phone, and the data will just instantly download. Don't get me wrong, it still does that. It does do that. It just takes some people, me, maybe like 10 minutes to figure out where the heck the sensor is on my phone, even though I've done it every day.
Are you like me, where I would be sitting on the toilet doing it?
Yes! Because I'll wake up and I'll tell my husband, okay, I've got to download the sensor data. Watch Brody. And then he's like, okay, okay. I'm like, oh, it should only be a minute. And then I'm in the bathroom for 10 minutes. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't find the sensor. Just, that's happened numerous times. I'm sorry, Jade, but it's not always that hard. Alyssa's never had problems with it.
Honestly, it would take me, like, max, like, maybe 2 minutes to get it. And that's still frustrating. I get that. But I don't know if it's because I have an Android phone and Leanna has an Apple phone. It could be that. It's basically, there's this sensor that's supposed to come in all of your phones if you have newer phones. There's, like, older models that don't come with the sensor. My husband could probably explain it better. It's an NF reader, NH reader. Anyway, it's something NF or NH, something like that, that your phones have. And it connects kind of like similar to what Bluetooth is, but it's not Bluetooth. And it connects to the device and then automatically downloads the data. It is a common problem. So I would just be prepared. If please make sure you have time in the morning. Hopefully you're not taking it out and then you have 5 minutes before you have to go to work or something. Give yourself some time. Overall, it's a negative, but I don't think it's enough of a negative to say I'm never using this device again.
No. And I have the problem almost every morning and I still use it. I have found if I take my phone case off, it gets a little bit easier. But like we were saying, it's just each phone is different. I'm sure we could have the same phone and have to hold it at a different angle or something. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the only negative I have is the difficulty, but it's not everyone's problem. I think it's a personal problem I'm going to have to deal with. But the app is great. The customer service is amazing. Their mm-hmm. Instagram page is awesome and super helpful, and they respond very quick.
Mm-hmm. If you don't like looking at a graph, if to you it makes more sense just to look at the straight up numbers, they do have a list function as well where they will list out what day and then your temperature. And then they do like this. I think a lot of apps do this where they do this dot system where they color code dots for if you're on your period, then that day has a red dot. If you're using medication, then it's got a yellow dot. If you had sex, it's got a blue dot. If you, what's the green one?
Green is like an LH strip test.
Oh, okay. So you can even put in your LH data. Hey, OviSense, note to self, you should give us an option to put in your LH data and see if it'll make a graph. So people like me who are using the Mira could put in our Mira stuff and put it in and have a graph. Because the Mira app sucks, but
but it would just be nice to have a comparison graph because you can put in the data and at the very bottom you just get a bunch of random dot colors.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go through and you highlight what day you're on, you have to like manually go into the day and like click like three different options to figure out your notes section.
Mm-hmm.
It would be awesome. Whereas if you just highlight over your day, you know, your little notes pop up and say, oh, you took an OPK and it was negative, or just something so that you don't have to go through and fish through the day. But it does allow you to put the data in, so I guess I'm happy.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're only using OviSense, it's great. But I, especially because you're tracking your medication, so you have to put in, like, how much of a concentrate or whatever it is you're using. It would be nice. Maybe they're working on it in the future. They are constantly expanding. They changed it. It used to be called the OviSense device, and now the device itself is called OviCore, and the company is called OviSense. And they're even sponsored with this cool new technology where you can test your husband's sperm or your partner's sperm and do that at-home sperm test. Well, it's not really. You do it at home, but then you mail it in, I think. That was the Seed Core. Is that what it was called?
Seed something, yeah.
Yeah, so they partnered with them, and they're developing new stuff all the time. So definitely, I think more is on the horizon, and I'm excited about it.
And we are in no way sponsored to do this. We are just lovers of OviSense.
Yes, please, OviSense, sponsor us. We would love to be sponsored. But no, we are not sponsored currently.
We do not have a coupon code, but they are throwing those out like crazy right now. There's like one for spring. I think there might even be an anniversary one. And then if you follow them on Instagram, there is always an Instagram code to use for, I think, 20% off. So as always, thanks for listening to this week's episode.
Catch us every Wednesday. Please leave a rating and review.
Follow us on Instagram at Life's Fertile Questions Podcast.
And if you guys are interested in being on the podcast, we love interviewing everybody about their personal stories. We both think that it definitely makes such a big difference to be able to hear other people and what they went through and what worked for them or what didn't work for them.
And at least for us, it's been a coping mechanism, too, to share our stories. So hopefully that would be the case for you.
Yeah. So if that's something you're interested in, you can message us on Instagram at the Life's Fertile Questions Podcast. We'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Catch you later.
Bye.